Chair, the delegation of Belarus would like to endorse the statement made yesterday on behalf of a group of states in support of the BWC. We also welcome the accession of Palestine and the Central African Republic to this convention. We consider this convention to be one of the fundamental treaties we have in the area of security, disarmament, and non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. We commend the outcome of the 2017 MSP and also the MXs held this year. As we see it, there is an important role to be played in enhancing the mechanisms of the BWC by the expert group work. Rapid progress in science and technology means that BWC, like other mechanisms, is facing increasing threats and challenges. We have steadfastly supported renewal of the development of and adoption of an additional legally binding protocol to our convention. The idea of having certain initiatives to create binding verification mechanisms for parties out with the legal framework of the BWC are initiatives we consider to be counterproductive. We believe that it's important to create effective mechanisms for institutionalization to make the convention operational, to combat the danger of biological agents falling into the hands of non-state actors, to complete work on an export control zone, and to identify and close down any possible gray areas related to the use of synthetic biology. We believe that the financial lack of discipline is creating concern for those who are worried about the BWC and other disarmament mechanisms. We consider that any step that could weaken the convention, either in terms of procedure or substance, is to be condemned. We need, however, to focus on national capacity building and ensuring the adoption of appropriate legislation at national level. It is up-to-date national legislation that will allow us effectively to combat the challenges and threats that we face today, including in the area of biosecurity. Belarus has constantly sought to update its national legislation and has conducted international and national measures in order to maintain the necessary level of protection for its territory and its population. It has capacity and indeed has made some progress on the issue of biosecurity and biosafety, and we are willing to use them in the context of real CBMs that could serve to promote compliance with the BWC. While I have the floor, I'd also like to congratulate you, Chair, and the ISU on the preparatory work that you have conducted for this meeting. Thank you for your kind attention.